Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We discussed yesterday how tight the spreads are in the betting markets and how close they believe these games could be. We do have some phenomenal matchups. Start with the early one. What do you guys make of Illinois-UConn? We all know what happened last week. UConn won an all-time shots there with Mullins at the buzzer. It was incredible. There's been the controversy this week of Dan Hurley and this referee headbutt or not a headbutt and everything that goes with it. But I think on one hand, yeah, Illinois, you did have in the Final Four. Do you think they can go further than that and get to a national title game?
Because I had them in the title game.
UConn just feels like with Dan Hurley come tournament time, they just keep finding ways. But the matchup disadvantage for them, UConn, that is, Illinois is the tallest team in the country. That's a major advantage, I think, over UConn in the paint. And Illinois has been plus 10 in rebound margin. And they're a top 10 team in the country in that as well. And that's the question. How does UConn handle that size of Illinois?
Look, a lot of this is just getting back into this idea that I had Illinois in the championship game. I had them losing to Arizona for the inevitable champion. So, like, my two champions are still hanging around with a chance.
I had three of the four. Finalists. I did not. I had Houston instead of Illinois in there.
I had Iowa State. But in the end, I do still think Illinois will win this game for the reasons you mentioned, even though it is admittedly very difficult to ever pick against UConn when it gets to this stage. No team has won more championships since like the mid-90s, late 90s. It's them. They have been the preeminent, by all standards, college basketball program since that time. They're weird because they've missed a couple of tournaments randomly in there, which feels like a thing power programs don't do, but they just win championships. And it was, it was Ollie even before it was Hurley. He didn't win a bunch, but like they seemingly have found a good way to continuously get back to the championship form. So like it's hard for me to imagine that they won't once again be a challenge for there. I think of the two games, it will still be, I think both are going to be close. I actually think we're going to get lucky. And that those spreads you mentioned yesterday are going to reflect what we're going to get. I think we're going to get two close games. Because on the other end, that game
just looks like
a heavyweight fight.
Yeah.
You want me to predict what's going to happen? Both teams are going to look awesome, and then that game's going to be close.
Two of the best teams all year in college basketball. I'm picking Arizona to win. I just think they're the best team when healthy. They're the best team in the country. We saw them at the Big 12 tournament play and what they were able to do, much like how we talked about any of these teams, right? It's how you're playing at the right time, and Arizona, to me, is playing still some of their best basketball of the season. I think once again the rebounding margin is a big deal in that game, so I give the edge to Arizona. I think they're better than Michigan, and so I think we're getting Arizona Illinois. Although bracket wise, I guess I'll root for Arizona UConn. Although I don't want Hurley winning a title, so I guess I'll root for Brad Underwood in Illinois. If you're asking who I have a rooting interest for, we'll go Arizona Illinois. Hopefully Monday night for a national title.
Underwood's had a really interesting career because there was definitely a time that he was almost the K-State coach, and then like Kansas seemed like one of the teams that got mentioned if Self was to go away, and then now he's like an old enough coach that you would think he's probably just going to stay at Illinois for the rest of time. But it is kind of easy to root for them versus UConn's won a bunch of championships. Well, in fairness though, Arizona hasn't won one I pointed this out.
Arizona has one national
when
title.
When you guys were talking about Tommy title. Lloyd versus like North Carolina or Kansas, I'm like, those are both way better jobs than Arizona. And I think, Drew, you were like, I don't know, it's close. I'm like, Arizona's won a national championship barely in your life, Drew. You were like three the last time Arizona won a national championship. They don't even go to the Final Four all that often. You just think of Arizona. I think sometimes we get confused because when they show March Madness highlight clips, Arizona's still in it. But they haven't been like this level of power in a very long time. I just think they happen to have the best team.
I mean, if you're rooting on somebody, I guess it is Illinois. They've never won one. Arizona's got one. I believe Michigan has just the one.
But they haven't been the one in a really long time either.
Fab Five, obviously, and everything.
No, yeah. they made the national title against Louisville.
No, but winning it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. They're also having an alt cast with the Fab Five too. I think on TBS for
are they
the
really
game on Saturday?
That's smart. Tomorrow. That's smart. Yeah,
I think. It's interesting. I think both games are going to be close. I don't know if they meet the spread, but they're going to be within 10 points without a problem, I think. The interesting thing is I think Arizona is the deepest team in the country. That's why I think they beat Michigan just because of the Kaysen injury. They're so similar because Mara and has got the size for Michigan. Yaxel Landeborg has been incredible these last couple of games. He's really stepped up after having a little bit of a fall off. But I think Illinois is going to beat UConn. Similar to, like, you guys talked about the size difference, and Illinois has been so good. Terrace Reed's maybe been the player of the tournament so far if you had to take all players involved. But Andre Stojakovic has been a playmaker for that Illinois team, and he's been the difference maker, I think, with his playmaking ability. I think he's the difference that UConn ends or that Illinois ends up winning that game and gets to the title game.
Yeah, I don't put someone texting in about how UConn played Illinois earlier in the year and UConn beat them. That is true.
Yeah,
how much stock do we put into a game on November 28th where they're just different teams? I mean, UConn did win by a healthy margin, by 13, but there were some guys that were not playing as much as they are now, minute-wise. Yeah.
Neither team's starting lineup is the same as what it was back then. I think that...
I don't put much stock.
I mentioned that earlier in the week when we talked about it, that these teams are completely different. What Wagler was he didn't play that many minutes. They might have been down early. I didn't watch the game, so I couldn't tell you. But he was defended. I will say this: Keaton Wagler, he was best defended against UConn. That's, I think, John Fante put something out.
14 minutes though. Did he get like foul trouble or something? I tried to go back and look.
I don't know, but I think that's part of like he. One, they probably were getting smacked so much they just didn't play him because they were getting beat so bad. He also could have gotten in foul trouble, but he was best defended and best played against UConn. That's, I think, John Fante put that out. So it feels like that makes this matchup so good, is their cohesive unit compared to UConn's cohesive unit, very similar, and that's why the spread is whatever it is, 1.5. And again, as I said, Terrace Reed's been the player of the tournament to this point out of anybody.
The odds, if you were wondering, though, just to, I guess, win the or be the Final Four leading scorer. How about that? This is a fun one. Who do you think will lead total scoring in the Final Four? Remember, that means you got to get to the national title game if you're going to win this, most likely.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
So, Yaxel Lindenborg is the favorite, along with Braden Burries and Keaton Wagler. Those guys all have basically the same odds. And then Terrace Reed, you brought up him at UConn. He's 7-1. Copete, 11-1. Caravan, 16-1. Is there anybody you guys would take a flyer on?
If I'm taking a flyer on, it might be Reed. But because I think Illinois is going to the final, I think I might bet Wagler.
And again, your team doesn't have to win the title for this. This is just his total point. This is not the Final Four MVP or whatever. That's a different mark. The most outstanding player, Yaxel's the favorite at +240.
Not surprised.
Burries +650, Wagler +750, and then Jaden Bradley at +850. I think that's great value. Like, if you're still banking on Arizona winning the national title, the fact that I can get him at 8.5-1, I don't hate it, even though Burries played amazing.
If you think Michigan is winning, you take Landeborg and bet whatever you want. He's had 23 or more points in the last three.
Just beating Arizona, because he'll still play in the final game.
He's had 23 points the last three games or more. So he's the guy to take.
I think Arizona's winning that game, and I think Illinois is winning their game. And so if you're making me choose, I got to choose somebody on one of those two teams.
I think I would,
because they're going to get an additional game. That's why I mentioned Wagler.
If you want to take a flyer, I would take Copete. Okay. If you want to take somebody there, that's lower on the
10
list.
10-1.
Copete has been really, really good over these last few games. He had 21 and 20 the last two. I mean, if you think Co has really, really been good in Big 12 tournament to now as well.
So I have Arizona. Super effective. I have Arizona winning and Illinois winning. Who do you have winning, Gold?
Just like Arizona, Illinois, I'll go with. I, okay. I, I, before the tournament start, I was UConn getting there, but I'll go Arizona, Illinois for Monday night, and we'll have time to talk about that game.
Drew, who do you think wins?
I think Arizona will win the game, and I think that Illinois wins the game.
So UConn's going to win. Got it.
Yep.
We're all on this whole show's on Illinois. UConn's going
to
win.
Congratulations, UConn, on your trip to the national championship.
The guy that's going to have a good game is Alex Karabin. He did not play good in that game that they came back against Duke on. I still think Andre Stojakovic has been, he is the difference maker for that Illinois team because he's a playmaker all around. He's really, really, really good.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!